Good morning. I'm John Slagers. Iowa's Attorney General says border states have a right to protect their borders. During a visit to Lamar's Wednesday, Brenna Byrd says Texas' move to deport illegal immigrants should be upheld by the courts.
Definitely the border has to be secured, and as Attorney General, I have joined with defending Texas because Texas has worked to secure their border, to protect their citizens, and we are weighing in with the courts on the side of Texas, because the federal government won't do the job, and so Texas has had to step in. The federal government should not be able to stop Texas from keeping their citizens safe.
Byrd says this move is unrelated to a bill passed in Iowa, which gives Iowa judges authority to deport illegals.
That is a position that I took in the Attorney General's office in court to defend Texas, just because of the situation that they have there.
Byrd was making her first visit to Plymouth County as Attorney General since her election. Families, friends, and fellow law enforcement officers gathered yesterday for a swearing-in ceremony at the Plymouth County Courthouse courtroom. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office marked the start of one deputy's tenure with the force and the promotion of two others. Judge Daniel Vakulskas administered the oath of office to Jordan Singer. Singer is a graduate of Lamar's Community High School and is a Lamar's resident. He has previous law enforcement experience with the Cherokee Police Department and as a correctional officer in the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office. Deputy Matt Struve was sworn in to become a sergeant in the Sheriff's Office. He served Plymouth County for 14 years, including the last four as a special deputy. Jake Wingert was sworn in after being promoted to lieutenant. Wingert has been with the Sheriff's Office for 11 years, the last 3.5 as a sergeant. The succession came about as a result of the retirement of Lieutenant Scott Dorhout. The Iowa Department of Transportation will be closing southbound traffic at the intersection of 5th Avenue Northeast and Plymouth Street in Lamar starting Tuesday, April 30, and will have it back open by Friday, May the 3rd, weather permitting. They'll have detour signs posted. The contractor needs to put in a sidewalk approach for the crosswalk at this intersection and tear out and replace a median. The Iowa Medical Examiner conducted a forensic autopsy on the body of David Schultz. The 53-year-old David Schultz was positively identified through dental records. Authorities do not suspect foul play in his death. Schultz's body was found Wednesday in a farm field in the 1900 block of Union Avenue in Sac County. Preliminary autopsy results showed no signs of trauma or serious injury. Further autopsy tests results are pending. He had been missing since November 21st of 2023. Western Iowa Tech Community College in Sioux City has reached a settlement with international students who accused the school of human trafficking. The school's board of directors approved a $3 million payment to 13 students from Chile who filed a lawsuit in November of 2020. The students, who took part in what is called the Federal J-1 Student Program, said they were promised a free 2-year program with internships. But the students say they ended up doing jobs involving manual labor to pay off their tuition. The college issued a statement that acknowledges the program did not meet its high standards, but denied the allegations in the lawsuit. A lawsuit is still pending against the Sioux City area companies involved in the program. A nearly $19 million housing project in Spirit Lake will be built a few blocks from a manufacturing facility that employs 750 people. The Polaris plant in Spirit Lake produces Victory motorcycles and Polaris Ranger utility vehicles. Robert Smith of Talon Development says when the project is finished, there will be 126 apartments and townhomes for rent, along with a parking garage, a community center, and a fitness center. Talon Development built similar housing complexes in 27 other communities. Spirit Lake officials say local businesses have said expansion plans are dependent on the construction of affordable housing for prospective employees. That's KLEM News. I'm John Slagers.